Before we partake the Holy Communion, there is a mutual, a topic of mutual encouragement. The deepest love. Love is the most attractive. It is the greatest. When we are born, we receive love. The love of parents. The love of siblings. When we grow up, when we have our own family, we learn to love our spouses. If without love, this world will turn to black and white. Without love, our life is meaningless. Love is wonderful. But where does love come from? But the Bible tells us that love comes from God. The first one that loved us is God Himself. Today is the first Sabbath of the New Year. In the Old Testament, when the Israelites left Egypt, God told them that you had to change your laws.
立法, 这是 calendar.
You had to change your calendar. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
第一节,
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
旧约的出埃及记12章的第一节,
in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
12章第一节,
chapter 12, verse 1.
耶和华在埃及地小谕摩西亚伦说, 第二节,
2.
你要以本月为正月, 为一年之首。
12, verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of the month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
埃及人有加拿大的，有埃及人有埃及人的这个历法。
So Egyptians have the Egyptian calendar.
他们从古就会看太阳, 有自己一套算时间的一种方法。
So from ancient times, they observe the sun and they have their own calendar.
但是神告诉百姓, 将来你们要出埃及。
But God told the Israelites, now you're about to depart Egypt.
你们会有一个新的开始。
You will have a brand new start.
在埃及的时候很不自由。
When you're in Egypt, you don't have freedom.
每天做苦工,
you labor all day.
他们的人生没有盼望, 只有哀叹,
they only have sighing in their life. They don't have hope.
神很爱他们,
God really loved them.
神差遣摩西要救他们出来,
God sent Moses to deliver them.
当天晚上就是有一个很重要的事情要发生,
on the same night, there is something that's very important that will happen.
因为法老不给以色列百姓出埃及,
because Pharaoh does not want the Israelites to leave.
所以神就要击杀埃及全地所有的长子。
So God will strike all the firstborns in the land of Egypt.
从上面法老的长子,
starting from Pharaoh's son,
到普通乞丐在路边的这个孩子长子,
to the firstborn of the beggars on the street.
那天晚上全部长子都要死。
So on that night, all the firstborns will die.
但是神要救他的百姓。
But God will save His people.
给他们一个命令。
So He gave them a command.
每家每户当天晚上要杀一只羔羊。
Now every household, on the night, they had to kill a lamb.
是一岁的。
1-year-old lamb.
很嫩的，很年轻的。
A very young lamb.
还有无产子的，没有生病的。
And the lamb must be perfect and no blemish.
那只羊给宰了。
To slaughter the lamb.
血涂到门楣门框上面。
And put the smear the blood over the lintels of the door.
秘密的天使一看到有血，就越过去。
So the angels that is about to kill them will jump over.
就不杀。 家里的长子,
will pass over and will not kill the firstborn.
这叫逾越节的故事。
So this
生活很苦, 但是已经过去了。
Before you had a bitter life in Egypt, but now it has passed.
你等待你的是一个光明的未来。
What is waiting for you is a bright future.
是个自由的。
It's a free one.
一个充满恩典的地方。
It's a one that is filled with the grace of God.
但是神很怕人忘记一件事情。
But God is afraid that they will forget something.
是谁带你们出来的?
They will forget that who had led them.
还有你是怎么样出来的?
And how you have come out.
所以神说, 这个月是你的正月。
That is why God said this is your first month.
正月就是要纪念逾越节。
So the first month you will remember on Passover.
想起神透过那只羔羊被杀,你们的长子被活命留下来。
To remember that the lamb that was slaughtered, that your firstborn is alive today.
这个是个旧约,这个历史的事件。
So this is a historical event in the Old Testament.
但是有属灵的预表的意思。
But it has a spiritual prefiguration.
我们没有认识主耶稣之前,
Before we have known Lord Jesus,
是属于世界。
We belong to the world.
生活虽然什么都有，很物质生活都很发达。
Although we are abundant, we have abundant things in our material wealth.
没有盼望。
But we don't have hope.
甚至被罪捆绑。
Even that we are bounded by sin.
但是主耶稣把我们带出来。
But Lord Jesus has led us out.
给我们走这条信仰的人生的道路。
He gave us this life of faith.
让我们跟别人不一样。
That we can be different from other people.
为什么我们可以出了埃及呢？
How come we're able to leave Egypt?
这是因为主耶稣为我们牺牲了。
It is because Lord Jesus died for us.
他就是那只羔羊。
He is that lamb.
啊，他就是那只一岁无残子的羔羊。
He is that one-year-old lamb without any blemish.
所以我们多伦多教会。
So our Toronto church.
正月呢，第一个安息日守圣餐是完全合乎圣经的教训。
So the first month of the year that we observe the Holy Communion is totally according to the Bible.
要我们纪念主耶稣为我们死。
That we remember Lord Jesus' death for us.
所以为什么要领圣餐？
So why do we partake in the Holy Communion?
它的意义很重要。
Its meaning is very important.
要我们提醒我们不要忘记。
It is to remind us so that we not forget.
如果今天你有机会提醒你儿子或者是你女儿。不要忘记一件事情，你会提醒什么？
If today you want to remind your children not to forget one thing, what would you remind your children of?
如果最后一句话，你告诉他们，一个人生到尽头，最后一句话。
If you're on your deathbed, there's one last thing you want to tell your children, what would you say to them?
你会告诉他不要忘记什么？
What would you tell them to not forget?
很有可能你会告诉他不要忘记爸爸，不要忘记妈妈。
Most likely you can tell them that don't forget your mom, don't forget your dad.
我是在你世上最爱你的人。
I am the person who loves you the most on this earth.
神最爱我们。
God really loves us.
所以设立了圣餐礼，要我们纪念他为我们的死做出的爱。
He instituted the Holy Communion to remind us to remember the love and the sacrifice that He had for us.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
10. 第十一章，对不起。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜。拿起饼来，二十四节。
24.
主谢了就擘开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
23-24. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
主耶稣来到世上。
Lord Jesus came to this world.
传福音救病苦。
He preached the gospel and delivered the sick.
但是他有一个最重要的任务。
But he has this one most important mission.
就是要去面对死亡。
That is to face death.
我们人呢，一般来说，从来没有人说我生出来就是为了要死。
Men, when we are born into this world, we will not say that our purpose in life is to face death.
我们很怕死，也很怕讲这个事，觉得死是没有什么意义的。
We're afraid of death, and we don't want to talk about death because we think that it is meaningless.
但是主耶稣的死就不一样。
But Lord Jesus' death is different.
主耶稣本来是神。
Lord Jesus, He was God in heaven.
但是他爱我们人类。
But because He loved human beings.
知道我们人类犯了罪。
He knew that we have sinned.
一定要面对死亡跟审判。
That all of us shall face death and judgment.
他要亲自下来。
That He came down on this earth Himself.
成为人的样子。
He became in the form of man.
为我们死。
He died for us.
为我们担当我们的罪。
And He bare our sins.
最后要复活。
And in the end, He will resurrect.
胜过死亡。
To overcome death.
所以基本上他是来替我们死的。
So basically, He died for us.
我们今天
on this earth.
从来没有一个人的出生是为了要去替别人死。
Today, when we are born, none of us we are born to die for another person.
我们的出生到最后都是为了自己。
Our birth, we come, we live ourselves.
但是主耶稣不一样。
But Lord Jesus, He's different.
所以他是为我们死。
He died for us.
但是他特别设立了圣餐。
But He specially instituted the Holy Communion.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他很怕我们忘记他。
Because He's afraid that we might forget about Him.
我们人的这个记忆力很有限。
Our memory is very limited.
如果你不相信。
If you don't believe me.
你问问自己，上个礼拜听什么道理？还记得吗？
You can ask yourself, what's the sermon last week? Can you remember?
我保证超过一半人题目都不记得。
I can guarantee you half of you won't remember the topic.
除非留写笔记。
Unless you write down the notes.
听了什么？上个礼拜听什么？忘记了。
So you probably forget what you heard last week.
去年你今天在做什么？你记不记得？
Do you remember what you have done the same time last year?
你也不记得。
You will also forget.
但是有些事你很记得。
But there are some things that you always remember.
什么事情？
What are these things?
如果你配偶忘记你的生日，你可能会哇。 我生日你竟然给我忘记了。
If your spouse forget about your birthday, you'll be mad at them.
你配偶忘记送你这个礼物，结婚周年，哇，你可能很生气。这个事情可能只发生过一次，但是连20年。
If your spouse forget about your anniversary, you'll always remember that for at least 20 years.
可能别人对你的不好，以前有人得罪过你，哇，你很清楚记得。
If someone offended you, you always remember.
但是别人对你的好呢，你就觉得说应该的，本来就是这样。
But if someone treated you well, you think that this is supposed to be.
父母对你很好，你可能会忘记。
If your parents are wrong to you, you might forget.
但是你不会忘记你的孩子。
But you will not forget about your children.
所以我们人的这个记忆力非常的奇怪，非常有限。
So our memory is very strange and very limited.
除非你做一些特别的事情，把那个底层的记忆力把它挖出来，或是震动一下，把它震动起来。
Unless you do something special to shake up the memory that's buried deep down,
不然的话呢，就没有一件事了。Then
you will most likely forget.
所以主耶稣就设立了圣餐。So
Lord Jesus instituted the Holy Communion.
希望我们记得他。So
that we can remember him.
就算不能每天记得他。Even
though we cannot remember him every day.
至少要每次圣餐的时候也记得他。At
least during the Holy Communion, we had to remember him.
因为主耶稣真的很爱我们。Because
Lord Jesus, he really loved us.
我最近听了一首 比较新的写出来的一首歌曲，也是一种赞美诗，但是它有一个很特别的写法。I
recently heard a new format of a praise, a type, a style of hymn.
赞美诗叫做 33，33。So
this style, this hymn is called 33.
一开始看怎么有一首诗的名字叫33呢？
So when you first look at it, you wonder how come that hymn is called 33.
后来看里面的歌词。
So later on, when I read the lyrics,
他们写说，我们一般人，你自己平常33岁的人会在做什么？
So it writes about if you're 33 years old, what would you normally do?
你想想啊，在座如果你们如果已经超过33了，你回想你33岁那年你在做什么？
If you can recall when you're at age of 33, if you're older than 33, what were you doing?
可能你在那年刚好你结婚了。
Perhaps on that year you happens to be married.
或者是生了第一个孩子。
Or you have your firstborn child.
或者你那年呢，考到会计师了。
Or that year you have got your
考到律师了
credentials and lawyer credentials.
那年呢，你可能买了第一栋房子了。
Or that year you bought your first house.
或者你人生啊，开展一个非常美好的一个时刻。
Or your life is at its wonderful beginning.
但是主耶稣在33岁的时候，他做什么？
But Lord Jesus, when he was 33 years old, what was he doing?
在他人生最高峰，最应该是最灿烂的一个年华。
At the most bright, at the peak of his life.
他却在他人生最美好的一个时间呢，把自己献上。
He offered himself at that best time of his life.
他30岁出来传道。
When he was 30 years old, he came out to preach.
用了3年的时间走遍了整个加利利跟犹大。
He used 2 years of time to walk all over Galilee and Judah.
他帮助了很多当时社会上没有人想要理的，没有人想要帮的人。
He helped a lot of people who people would not often ignore at that generation and age.
很多人病到。 连医生都没有钱看，或者是医生医不好，耶稣给他医好。
A lot of people were sick to the point that doctors and other people could no longer help them. Lord Jesus healed them.
有一些罪人，社会已经撇弃他们了，但主耶稣去找他们回来，去安慰他，讲道理给他们听。
There are sinners who were already abandoned by the society. Lord Jesus seeked them and then gave them the teachings.
主耶稣安慰了很多人。
Lord Jesus comforted a lot of people.
但是最后呢，他却被文士、法利赛人、祭司长用诡计把他抓了。
At the end, he was captured by the scribes and the priests and the Pharisees.
经过整夜的审判。
And after a whole night of trial,
决定要钉他十字架。
They decided to nail him on the cross.
比拉多本来知道他是没有罪的。
Pilate, at first, know that he was without any guilt.
但是为了要讨好犹太人，还是把他钉死。
But in order to please the Jewish people, they still nailed him.
钉他之前就给他鞭打。
Before they nailed him, they also flogged him.
把他绑起来。
They bound him.
整个背弯起来。
and so that his back is curled.
罗马人特做的皮鞭。
They use a specialized whip made by the Romans.
这个末端啊都有铁钩。
That at the end it has steel hooks.
并定了使劲的每一下用力的打在嘴兽背上，然后把它用力的拉抽出来。
And the whip, and the soldiers they whipped on the whip very hard and then pulled it out.
每一下都造成一道非常深的伤痕，嘴兽的背在流血。
Every whip will cause a deep wound, and Lord's back is bleeding.
根据记载啊，很多犯人都还没有被钉十字架，在被鞭打的时候就受不了了，就死掉了。
According to the records, a lot of criminals, when they were whipped, they would not withstand such a whip, and they would die before they were nailed.
背部太多神经，太痛苦了。
Because there was so much nerve on your back, it's so painful.
然后呢，主耶稣被戴荆棘做的冠冕。
And Lord, they gave him a thorn crown on his head.
每一根荆棘都是几寸的长，非常的硬，非常的尖。
And every thorn is so tough and so hard.
钉钉啊，拼命的把它压在头上。
And they crushed this crown onto his head.
主耶稣的头一直在流血。
And Lord Jesus' head is bleeding.
士兵呢还要捉弄他。
And the soldiers also mocked him.
给他穿上紫色的袍。
Gave him a purple robe.
给他盖着眼睛。
To cover his eyes.
用力的打他。
To hit him hard.
告诉我谁是打你的人。
And ask him, who, tell me who hit you.
如果你那么厉害，你是神的儿子，可以告诉我们啊。
If you're so great, if you're the son of God, tell us.
吐口水在他脸上。
They spat on him.
把他的脸打得肿肿的。
And they hit his face so that his face swollen.
整个晚上没睡觉，又被这样虐待。
And he was beaten up in such a way that he even that before he didn't have any sleep at night.
但是古罗马人是非常残忍的民族。
And the Romans, they were very cruel race.
发明了一种刑罚了，死刑的方法，让一个犯人用最久的时间才可以断气而死。
They invented a way to allow the criminals to suffer the longest time before they would die.
而不是一刀就给他砍头就解决了。
They would not just cut them up and let them die.
对付最坏的犯人的方法就是把他挂在木头上面。
Towards the worst of our criminals, they develop a way to hang them on the wood.
他们用三根钉子把主耶稣基督钉在木头上。
They use three nails to place Lord Jesus on the cross.
你可以想象啊，那根钉子钉下去，用大铁锤压下去的时候，打穿主耶稣的肉，他的血管钉在木头上，那种感觉。
Can you imagine the feeling when long nails will pierce through the flesh of Lord Jesus?
主耶稣一定在挣扎。
Lord Jesus must have struggled.
一定很痛。
Must be painful.
那血一定一直在流。
And there must be a lot of bloodshed.
弄完左手还要钉右手。
So after the left hand, there's the right hand.
钉完右手还要钉脚。
And after the two hands, there's also the feet.
再加上他头的流血跟背的流血。
And he was bleeding on the head, on the back.
全身的痛苦的神经马上送到头脑里面。
So all the pains that all the signals all go through the head.
你可以想象那种痛苦有多大，是没有办法用我们的肉体来形容的。
So can you imagine how much pain he went through?
他被挂在十字架上面。
He was hung on the cross.
太阳很大，照着他。
And the sun was very bright and scorching.
一直流血。
And he continued to shed his blood.
嘴巴很干。
Although he was very thirsty.
对，圣经说啊。预言啊，主耶稣的舌头啊，干到好像贴在上膛上下不来啊。
So the Bible prophesies that he was so dry that his tongue stuck to the top of his mouth.
然后下面的人，还一直骂主耶稣。
And the people that was below him, they were yelling at him.
神的儿子，神的儿子可以下来啊。
And they were saying, if you are the son of God, you can come down.
主耶稣一句话都没有讲。
But Lord Jesus did not say anything.
主耶稣也没有骂人。
And Lord Jesus did not scold them.
主耶稣只是为钉他的人祷告。
Lord Jesus only prayed for those who nailed him.
主耶稣被活活的挂在十字架上面。
Lord Jesus was hung on the cross alive.
有一些犯人呢，要被挂好几天呢，才有办法断气。
Some criminals will be hung on there for many days before they die.
感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
经过很多个小时。
After several hours.
主耶稣到最后都断气了。
Lord Jesus breathed his last.
为我们死。
He died for us.
流出很多的血。
He shed a lot of blood.
非常的痛苦。
He experienced a lot of pain.
主耶稣死之前还经历一次非常大的痛苦。
And before Lord Jesus passed away, he also experienced a great pain.
还叫我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
he yelled out, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为他担当全人类的罪。
Because he bore the sin of all mankind.
所以天父要离弃他。
That is why the Heavenly Father will forsake him.
这个是最可怕的感觉。
That is the worst feeling.
这些苦啊，本来是你跟我要接受的。
This pain was supposed to be experienced by you and I.
本来人的一生就是苦难。
Our life was supposed to experience all the pain.
最后还要面对审判。
And at the end, we shall face judgment.
但是主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
But Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
如果你相信他，
if you believe in him,
接受他宝血的洗礼，
if you receive the baptism of his precious blood,
有永生的盼望，
then you shall have hope of eternal life.
但是这个恩典很大。
And this grace is so great.
今天我们哦，有时候很容易忘记神的恩典。
And today, so easily we will forget such grace.
有时候听到这些道理，都觉得哎呀，就是慕道者才需要听了，我已经信了很久了。
When we heard these teachings, we will say that this is for the true seekers. I heard it so many times.
我说我很忙啊，我没有时间，没有空啊。
Oh, we say we're so busy, we don't have any time.
所以圣餐里是特别提醒我们要纪念主。
But the Holy Communion is specially for us to remember the Lord.
有个弟兄啊，他平常非常忙碌的做生意。
And there was a brother, he always busy himself in his business.
他已经赚了很多钱。
He already made a lot of money.
但是他还停不下来。
But he couldn't stop.
他还拼命的赚钱。
He still want to earn more.
因为他觉得他身体很好。
Because he felt that he was very healthy.
他虽然已经快到退休年龄了，但还是不退休。
Although he was at the age that he's supposed to retire, he did not want to retire.
但是呢，有一天他去看医生。
And one day he went to see the doctor.
检查之后告诉他。
After the diagnosis, they told him.
对不起，你癌症末期。
Telling him that sorry, you're at the end stage of cancer.
你的癌症已经扩散到肝脏
了。To the point that it already spread to your liver.
哇，他晴天霹雳。
It was a shock to him.
很不能接受。
He couldn't accept it.
这种事怎么会在我身上发生？
How could this happen to me?
他一直埋怨神。
He complained to God.
对神很不平啊，抱不平啊。
He feel very angry towards God.
我有机会，我有信神，为什么我会得癌症？
He said, I went to the service, I believe in God, why would I contract cancer?
为什么你没有祝福我？
Why didn't you bless me?
没有办法想开啊。
He could not resolve this inside of him.
那医生就跟他告诉他说，给你做一个切片检查。
So the doctor says, maybe we can do a biopsy on you.
看看肝脏的这个癌症是哪一种。到什么程度
？To see what kind of cancer it is and what is the severity.
那天就去医院检查。
So on the day he went to have checkups.
那医生呢？这个医生问他说：“那你有我给你三个选择，要怎么麻醉
？”So the doctor said to him, "I give you three options how you want to be anesthetized." The first one,
全身麻醉。
The full body type.
你睡觉起来就切片就好了。
So you go to sleep and you wake up and everything's done.
第二个选择
，the second one，
局部麻醉
，so is by certain area，
可能半身
，so maybe half of your body，
你还是清醒的，但是割的时候没有痛
，you're still awake but you won't feel any pain。
第三个选择
，the third one，
用干冰
，is using dry ice，
把你那个肝脏的部分啊，冷一下，把它冰一下，那个等一下割的时候就不痛
，so that it's
你冷一下就好了
，so it's frozen and then we just need to cut open and then you just bear it for a little bit。
他不知道原来切片麻醉都有的选择
，so he didn't know that there are three ways that you can anesthetize。
他问医生哪一个比较好
，so he asked him what's the best way。
医生说全身麻醉对身体比较不好。
He said that the full body type would not be good for your body。
第三个方法对身体最好。
The third one is the best for your health。
他想说，哎呀。那第三个方法对身体最好，那我就用第三个方法了。
So he said, so the third type is the best for the body. Let's use that.
那我就躺在病床上面。
So he knelt on the bed.
医生就跟他说准备好了。
So the doctor said to him, Are you ready?
等一下干冰要冰你啊。那个、
so the dry ice is about to freeze your body.
我先给你一个东西咬在你的牙齿里面。
So I will give something for you to hold on in your mouth.
给你一条棍子在旁边抓住。
And there is a stick that you can hold on to.
他觉得有点不对劲。
He realized that this is very strange.
怎么要咬着毛巾要抓那么紧
？Why do I have to bite onto this thing and then hold onto this stick？
医生说你忍一下就好。
The doctor said just bear a little bit, and you'll be okay.
好了，他就准备就忍一下嘛，反正一点点而已，不是切很大嘛，一点点应该不痛了。
So he say that okay, let me bear this. It's just a small opening. It should be okay.
一切下去。
So、
很准的那个雷射道还是怎么样？很准的，或是那个小道很准的。
So when the knife pierced in，
很小的部分而已。
It's a very small opening.
切进去
，when it pierced，
他自己看到那个血喷出来。
He saw the blood flowing out.
他抓住旁边，咬着了呗。
He held on to the stick and
形容给我听啊，痛死了。
Hold on to the
杀猪一样。
He feels so much pain. It's
他从来没有人生活了六十几岁，从来没有感觉那么痛。
For the 60 years that he lived, he never experienced so much pain.
已经有干冰把他皮肤已经局部的这个处理过了。
His skin is already numb by dry ice.
他没有办法想象原来那么痛。
He could never imagine there's so much pain.
但是他痛的时候想起什么？
But when he was experiencing this pain, what did he think about?
他在痛苦的时候啊，跟主耶稣的苦就连上。
When he suffered, he remembered the pain of Lord Jesus.
我只割一刀而已。
He said that it's only one cut on me.
我都那么痛。
I experienced so much pain.
那主耶稣为了我。
Our Lord Jesus for my sake.
钉在十字架上面。
He was nailed on the cross.
三根钉子。
There was three nails.
头也是全部伤。
And his skull is all wounded.
背也是全部伤。
His back is all wounded.
主耶稣都没有麻醉，连干冰都没有。
Lord Jesus did not have even the dry ice.
主耶稣太爱我了。
Lord Jesus loved me so much.
他一想起主耶稣的十字架。
When he remembered the cross of Lord Jesus.
他心中的苦啊，还有肉体的苦啊，就减轻了。
The bitterness and the pain that he experienced physically eased.
所以切片之后两天，刚好当地的教会有圣餐礼。
So after the biopsy, two days later, this happens to be the Holy Communion.
平常他领圣餐啊，根本就是完全没有感觉。
Normally, when he partook the Holy Communion, he has no feeling.
那个饼嘛，就吃嘛。
So that bread, you just eat.
那个果汁就喝嘛。
So that juice, you just drink.
但是那一次的圣餐礼。
But that Holy Communion.
他从头哭到尾。
He cried from the beginning to the end.
他手上拿那个饼啊。
So he took the bread on his hand.
他就知道啊，在灵里面呢，这是主耶稣的一块肉啊。
He knew in his spirit this is the flesh of Lord Jesus.
因为圣餐礼是奥秘。
The Holy Communion is a mystery.
经过圣灵的祷告祝谢。
Through the giving thanks and the working of the Holy Spirit.
那饼啊，在灵里面呢，就成为主耶稣的肉。
That bread spiritually transformed into the flesh of Lord Jesus.
所以他拿着那块肉一直在哭，那块无酵饼一直在哭。
So when he took that unleavened bread, he kept on crying.
我只是被切一小块出来就那么痛。
I was only cut open a little bit. I experienced so much pain.
主耶稣的痛一定更大。
Lord Jesus' pain that he experienced must be much greater.
而他心中啊，充满主耶稣给他的爱。
And his heart is filled with the love of Lord Jesus.
所以他圣餐礼的时候就很感恩。
So when he went through the Holy Communion, he was very thankful.
那我们今天为什么领圣餐也是一样
？So today, why do we partake in the Holy Communion? It's the same.
也许我们没有经历那些病痛。
Perhaps we did not go through these sickness and pain.
我们也祈求不要经历过这些病痛，才感念主的爱。
And we also seek that we don't need to go through this pain and sickness to be thankful of Lord Jesus' love.
在我们健健康康、平平安安的时候，就应该被神的爱大大的感动。
While we're healthy, while we are at peace, and we should be moved by the love of God.
保罗他一生为什么能够为主耶稣做那么多工
？For Paul, how come he can work so much for the Lord?
基督的爱激励我。
Because the love of Christ motivated him.
里面有一股很大的力量。
There is a very powerful strength inside.
他不是被强迫的。
He was not being forced.
他是被爱感动的。
He was being moved by the love.
弟兄姐妹，今天为什么你来这边
？Brothers and sisters, why are you here today?
没有人强迫你来。
Nobody forced you to be here.
为什么你要做圣工
？Why do you have to do holy work?
为什么有奉献
？Why do you offer?
没有人强迫你。
Nobody forced you.
我们在这边因为感受到主的大爱。
We're here because we experienced the great love of Christ.
所以我们要常常纪念主。
So we have to often remember His love.
2016年的第一个安息日。
In the 2016, the first Sabbath.
做了纪念主是为我们死。
We have to remember Lord Jesus died for us.
其实生活当中所有的这些不平啊、困难啊，我们就觉得不重要了。
There are the unrest on the things happening in our life. We won't feel as bothered.
有爱你的主，你还担心什么呢
？If there is a Lord that loves you, what do you have to worry about?
看，继续看25节。
Let's also read verse 25.
25节，十一章25节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
圣餐礼的第二个意义就是与主立约。
The second meaning of the Holy Communion is to have new covenant with the Lord.
主耶稣为我们死，他用他的血立了新约。
Lord Jesus died for us, and He used His blood to establish this new covenant with us.
我们跟神之间是有一个约定的。
So between us and God, we have this new covenant.
他为你流血，献出生命。
He died for you, and He offered up His blood for you.
要换来你对他的忠诚跟顺服。
In exchange for your royalty and your faith.
每一次领圣餐的时候，想起我跟神是有约的。
So every time you remember you partake the Holy Communion, to remember there is a covenant of you and God.
我跟别人是不一样的。
I am different from other people.
我们知道吗
？Do we know?
你跟你班里面的同学是不一样的。
You are different from your classmates.
你跟你的同事是不一样的。
You are different from your coworkers.
你跟外面没有信仰的人是不一样的。
You are different from those people outside who don't have any faith.
为什么？
How come?
你是跟神有约的。
Because you have a covenant with God.
你是属于神的。
You belong to God.
神用宝血把你买来的。
God purchased you with His precious blood.
这个就是很宝贵。
This is very precious.
所以每次圣餐里，我们提醒我们自己。
So every time during the Holy Communion, you have to remind yourself.
对，我是属于主耶稣的。
Yes, I belong to God.
2016年，我要提醒自己。
In 2016, we have to remind ourselves.
我要走在主的道路上面。
We have to walk on the path of the Lord.
保守自己圣洁。
To keep ourselves holy.
遵守神的道理。
To keep His commandments.
26节。
26.
你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。
26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes.
啊，这也说领圣餐的另外一个意义呢，就是要表明主的死。
It tells us that another meaning of the Holy Communion is to proclaim the Lord's death.
每次领圣餐，告诉大家说，主耶稣为我们死的。
Every time we partake the Holy Communion, it is to proclaim Lord Jesus died for us.
是表明出来，告诉大家。
It is to proclaim to tell everyone.
领了圣餐之后，我们回到我们社会上或者是学校环境里面。
After we partook the Holy Communion, we will go back to the society, we will go back to our school.
你有没有勇气告诉别人，主耶稣为我死，我是基督徒？
Do you have the courage to tell other people that Lord Jesus died for us, I am a Christian?
还是你在秘密，在隐藏了，做一个神秘的基督徒呢？
Or do you hide yourself and be a secret Christian?
还是你很勇敢地告诉别人？
Or do you be brave and tell others?
主耶稣已经为我死了。
That Lord Jesus already died for me.
我是属于主的。
I belong to the Lord.
所以我礼拜六守安息日，你不要安排我工作。
So on Saturday I observe Sabbath. Don't arrange any work for me.
你面对试探引诱的时候
，We will face temptations and trials.
你敢不敢说主耶稣为我死了，所以我不能做这个事情
？Do you say to yourself that Lord Jesus already died for us that I will not do this thing?
所以圣餐也是个宣告。
So Holy Communion is a proclamation.
主为我们死了。
To proclaim the Lord died for us.
27节
Verse 27.
所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
这也说领圣餐呢要按你。
Here it says that when we partake the Holy Communion, it has to be taken with a worthy manner.
按你就是要配得过。
Meaning that you had to be worthy.
什么叫配得呢？
What does it mean to be worthy?
因为圣餐是主的身体。
Because the Holy Communion is the body of Christ.
你要成为主的身体的一部分，才能够领主的身体。
You had to be a part of the body of Christ in order to partake the body of Christ.
所以在真耶稣教会接受合法宝血大水洗礼的之后的信徒，就可以一起来领这个身体。
So in the true church, we receive the water baptism. You can receive the Holy Communion.
啊，如果还没有在本会受洗，我们就请你继续慕道，等以后你受了洗了才一起领。
If you have not been baptized in the true church, please refrain yourself from partaking the Holy Communion. You can wait until in the future after you're baptized.
但是配得也代表我们的行为啊。
To be worthy also means that our deeds have to be worthy.
如果虽然我们已经洗了礼了。
So although we have been baptized,
但是最近我有没有做些事配不起我的身份呢？对不起神呢
？But have we done something recently that is unworthy of our status?
如果有，赶快要悔改。
If you do, you have to immediately repent.
要反省自己。
To examine ourselves.
心里面有平安，配得领，你才可以领。
Until you have peace in your heart, then you partake it.
你不能硬着心啊，随便就领。
You can harden your heart and then partake it casually.
如果不悔改，硬着心领的话，就等于领了自己的罪了。
If you harden your heart and forcefully take it, then it is as if you have taken partaken your sin.
所以28节很重要。
So 28 is important.
人要醒察，才可以吃着饼喝着杯。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup.
一年的第一个安息日，领圣餐之前，就是要省察自己。
So the first Sabbath of the year, we have to examine ourselves.
主啊，我过去的一年有没有做得不好？
That we ask ourselves, Lord, in the past year, have I done well?
我的脾气是不是不好？
Have I had bad temper?
思想行为是不是不好？
Have I had bad thoughts and bad deeds?
主啊，求你原谅我。
Lord, may you forgive us.
耶稣一定会原谅我们的。
And Lord Jesus will surely forgive us.
但是如果我们犯了致死的罪，
But if we committed deadly sins,
那我们就请不要领。
Then please refrain from taking.
以上就是圣餐里的教导。
So above is the meaning and the teaching of Holy Communion.
现在我们要祝谢圣饼。
Now we'll give thanks to the bread.
这一块是用纯面粉打造的，磨成粉，再烤，加水，再烤，做成的无效饼。
This bread is made from pure flour and water. It's a bread made of those.
我们请大家同心跪下祝谢。
We ask everyone to kneel down and to give thanks.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在新年的第一个安息日，我们可以在你面前。
In the first Sabbath of the year, we can come before you.
纪念你为我们所献出的救恩。
To remember the salvation that you have given to us.
你就是那只无罪的羔羊。
You are that unblemished lamb.
让我们可以从罪里面被赎出来。
That you are able to redeem us from sin.
让我们可以离开埃及。
That we're able to depart from Egypt.
有进到你为我们所准备的永生。
To enter into the eternal life that you have prepared for us.
主啊，但是我们都很软弱。
But Lord, we are so weak.
常常都缺乏力量遵循你的道理。
Often we lack the power and strength to observe your teachings.
我们生活又很忙碌。
Our life is also very busy.
常常会忽略信仰。
We have often ignored our faith.
不断地追求世界。
We have always seek after the world.
心中常常不满不安。
In our life, in our hearts, we don't have peace.
也缺乏
rest.
也缺乏喜乐。
We also lack joy in our hearts.
因为我们没有把你放第一位。
Because we have not put you first in our hearts.
但是感谢主，透过圣餐你。
But thank the Lord for the Holy Communion.
让我们再一次被你的爱所感动。
That once again we may be moved by your love.
求你圣灵运行在我们中间。
May your Holy Spirit work within us.
让这个饼灵化成为你的肉。
That spiritually you can transform this bread into your flesh.
让我们领受之后，能够有你的生命在我们里面。
That after we partake in it, that we will have your life within us.
让我们这新的一年有力量可以做出重要的改变。
That in the new year we can have power to make changes.
让我们在属灵方面生命力更加的丰盛。
So that in our spiritual life we may be more lively.
能够胜过自己的软弱。
That we're able to overcome our weaknesses.
能够为主发出光。
That we're able to shine light for the Lord.
成为别人的见证。
To be a witness for other people.
荣耀归你圣名。
To glorify your holy name.
我们最后将一切颂赞尊贵荣耀归主耶稣你的圣名。
In the end, we give all the glories and praise unto you.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
我们请李执事、陈执事来协助圣餐。
We ask Deacon Lee and Deacon Chen to assist.
我们请会众唱赞美诗345首。
Let's sing hymn 345.